Hi, it's Mike. It's McCorgan here. And a subject that came to my mind following the, let's just say, the debate that went on recently regarding visually impaired people and posting up pictures or photographs with their audio boost stream. And I'm not going to talk about that. That's, as I said before, that's all been hashed out, and it's best if people have their own opinions and do what they want to do or say what they want to say. But something that came to my mind in the aftermath of all that was that there are other people out there with impairments of other kinds, and it's not to detract or take away anything from the people that are visually impaired, of course, we understand fully. But there are other people out there, and the reason I'm saying this is that I know of one person at least who follows me. And I remember being in contact with them when they followed me way, way back last year. And I sent a DM back to them to encourage them to boo. And the reason they weren't booing was because they were, had a speech problem. Now, I don't necessarily mean that it was stammer or stutter or anything like that, but they were not, absolutely not confident in their voice to be able to put up an audio boo. And to my knowledge, because I still follow them, to my knowledge, they have never put up an audio boo, but I guess that person's listening in. And so how many people out there who are listening to audio boo, they could be, have perfect sight and perfect hearing, but either they have a speech impediment or they are not confident in their voice whatsoever. And I think that's a big shame as well, isn't it, really? Because I can understand someone with a particular speech impediment who would think that trying to even say a 2-minute audio boo, for example, or a minute audio boo, even to introduce herself, might think, I'm never going to do this. It'll just sound so bad and no one will listen. And again, I repeat, that's a damn shame, because why shouldn't they be able to take part? I'm sure that there's many like-minded people like myself that would welcome these people putting something up, but they're just not going to do it. And as I said, I only know of one. But I guess that out there in the audiobook community, there could be literally hundreds or thousands of people listening to audiobook and desperately wishing and hoping that they could actually get the confidence to put up an audiobook. And probably we'll never ever do that. And so we're missing out on people's feelings, people's thoughts, simply because of a speech impediment, or, as I said, a speech problem, which could even just be a mental problem in the fact that there is nothing really wrong with their voice, but they think there is, or they believe that nobody would want to hear their voice. And I don't know how we could possibly encourage people to do that, because, first of all, we have to be in contact with them, don't we, really? Like the visually impaired people, the VI people that's on audio boo. I guess that, let's say that a few months ago, or even less than a few months ago, I didn't have one VI person that followed me, or that I followed them. Hiya. And now I have several, and it's growing by the day virtually, and it's wonderful, it's great. But it's only because of listening to them or hearing something that they put up or that they followed me because they liked what they heard. And so I listen to their profile and see what they're like, and then I follow them. But if someone with a speech problem, let's just say a problem, doesn't have the confidence to put anything up and is really only listening in, then that's even more audio and even more people that you could befriend in the world on audio boo. Or you might say, well, if someone's got a particularly bad stammer or stutter, I can never remember what the difference between the two is, but I know they can be bad, then they might say, well, how on earth am I going to talk about anything? But I would say, if anyone hears this and does have a speech impairment, what the hell are you worrying about? Just talk as you would normally talk. You know, I have at least three friends that have particularly bad. As I said, I can never remember who stammer or stutter. Please correct me which one is which. But Jock, who I passed this morning with his wife, I pass him all the day, has a particularly bad one, but he's one of the most cocky and confident guys in the world, you know, and he doesn't mess about. A spade's a spade with Jock. But he has this, and you just have to give him time to spit it out. Mark, who's even worse than Jock, a younger guy, stays just up the back of me. And the first time I met Mark, I thought, God, this guy is so interesting. But people shut people like that off in public. I know, I've seen it done. But if you just wait and listen, it'll come out. And when they realise that you are prepared to stand there and listen, and don't try to finish their sentences off or their words off for them, let them do it themselves. You can see in their face they become confident with you. Things start to flow that little bit better, and they become confident talking in front of you, or talking to you, or having a conversation. And that's what I do with anyone. I never ever attempt to finish their words or sentences, because to me that's an insult. So if you know anyone out there who's like that, please encourage them to come on Audioboo and even just introduce yourself and what their interests are. Get involved. And once they've done it, two or three boos later, even though they still have that impediment, they'll gain confidence and start putting audio boos up. Okay, so you have to wait and listen a wee bit. So what? They're still human beings. They're still part of the global world. They've still got interests in life that's interesting to hear about. So why not hear them? And I think it's a damn shame that we don't. At least personally, in my community, I don't know anybody except this one person. And she doesn't actually, in my mind, I've heard her talk, she doesn't have a problem, but she thinks she has a problem. So, and I'd be real interested to hear if any of the people that follow me, of my friends out there, have a person like that, and who doesn't, or who does audio boo, then please send me a link to their profile, because I'd love to hear them. If you listen to Robert Johnson, RJNet, he has a friend called Mark. Mark, if you listen to Robert's boos when he's with Mark, Mark has a slight, and I call it a slight, very, very slight problem with his speech. My God, he's a bloody interesting guy to listen to. He's funny, he's humorous, he's interesting. And his double act with Robert is just brilliant stuff. So I know that, I think Robert has already said to Mark and invited him to join Audioboo, and Mark wouldn't do it. Now that may be for another reason, I have no idea. Maybe Robert can clarify that. But I would just love to hear people coming on and telling us all about themselves and making new friends in Audioboo. We all have to learn to live with people, whether they're visually impaired or even hearing impaired. Although there are I'm going that way myself because I'm going kind of deaf myself, and people laugh at me wearing earbuds, but actually sometimes I need to wear earbuds because even music, listening to music, sounds far better when I've got a couple of earbuds plugged in my lugs than it does if I'm listening openly. That may sound strange, but it's true. But then there is a hearing problem, degenerative hearing problem on my mother's side, and I'm probably going to go really quite deaf by the time I get into my late 70s. But that's a problem I'll overcome, but I'll always be able to listen because there's amplifier units, or screw the volume up. All these kind of things can be done. But for speech, people with speech problems, I think that's a different matter. And it would really be great. So, just my thoughts on another impairment to the body that possibly everyone is missing out on hearing. Bye for now.